Good morning. It's September 25th, and on this day in 1981, the Supreme Court got a little more diverse when Sandra Day O'Connor became the first woman on the bench.
We moved to Phoenix, and that became my home, Arizona.
That's right. A lot of people forget that Sandra is actually from Arizona. She grew up on a ranch in Duncan, Arizona. Then she really started to make a name for herself here in the Valley in 1969 when the governor appointed her to the Arizona Senate.
My colleagues elected me majority leader of the Senate, and that was the first time in the United States that a woman held an elective, held a leadership post in a legislature. I was thinking, actually, of running for governor of Arizona. And the man on the Democratic side who was running was a man named Bruce Babbitt. He was going to run, and so he appointed me to the Arizona Court of Appeals so I'd be out of the way.
But then she got the most important phone call of her career.
I got a phone call from the Ronald Reagan administration asking me to come back to Washington and talk about a vacancy. They didn't say what one, but there happened to be a vacancy on the U.S. Supreme Court. Ronald Reagan, as you know, loved to ride horses. And I think what he liked about me was that I grew up on a ranch and rode horses. I think that was the deal.
Maybe so, but there's no doubt that Sandra Day O'Connor was the most qualified woman for the job, which she started on this day in 1981.